Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We are brought to you by ToughManTry.com, everyone.org, that's EveryWon.org, coming up July 24th. Cool new concept. It's a half marathon and a 5K. We also have RunCatalina.com, Catalina Eco Marathon, coming up on Saturday, November 19th. Our Challenged Athletes Foundation, we've raised over $70 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check out any of our interviews on iTunes or on Babbittville.com. And, as always, endurance lives here. Our next guest, the Chief Energy Officer from Energy Events, Mr. Brian Davis, joins us. How you doing, Brian?
I'm good, sir. How are you doing today?
I love Chief Energy Officer.
I thought we have some fun there. The play on name with Energy Events, you know,
it's
the
perfect.
CEO, right? So
perfect. That's the way it should
be. I got a lot
of
energy, so that's what we like.
I can tell that. And for a guy who went from what 2009 one race and now 20 some events. Talk a little bit about, I mean, growing up, you were into, I'm sure you were into sports, but you also seem like the type of guy who was always organizing stuff. Is that accurate?
I did a lot of organizing. I think some of the parties, too, I probably shouldn't go into right about that we had. But
I had
some fun, actually, doing some political events, actually, with my mom and dad growing up. But just being in the, you know, going out in the restaurant business, and I enjoyed all that. I always kind of liked the presentation aspect, too, and getting things done really quick and getting them done fast. And so I've used some of those skills to kind of play into what we do. But, you know, the banquets, you set it up, you tear it down, or, well, you work it, then you tear it down.
Right.
And then, of course, you get ready for the next event. So
yeah.
It was always kind of fun getting into that business, and I like it. So I've been able to take that, and we talked before about presentation and kind of pulled that over to the races side. But, I like to have a lot of things going on. So
when you ran Surf City Marathon in 2011, was your mind going, this is fun to do, but it might be maybe I should be thinking about bigger events and more events?
It was a little bit of both. Really, I said, well, if I'm going to put on a marathon and organize it, I better run one first, because I can't be a race director have that aspect of what it is like at 20 or 22 or 25. And so that was the big driver on that one, and it was kind of cool to be able to do that and go down there and do a big event. We went down to a group of friends, and we've been doing a lot of half marathons and made a trip out of it. It was fun. I think the biggest one at Surf City was going through my mind is, I think when I hit about mile 13 and then had to turn while everybody else went to the finish line and to go and do my 13 miles out. So that was a little different there. So
what did you take from that helped you with Vancouver USA Marathon?
I took that big 20,000 and said, you know, this is what people want, and tried to really reach that goal is what we're putting on as far as the look, the setup, the feel, the expo. You know, you're going to go back to, you go with big pipe dreams, right? When anybody goes to some sort of conference, hopefully, or anything, they, you know, say, hey, we're going to do this, we've got to do that. And then you got to kind of scale it back. But it's funny, we actually used some similar mile markers. I ran by them, and we've made some PVC pipes. I looked at what they did, and I said, I can do that. And we made these PVC pipes, so they sit up 6-7 feet in the air, so when you run, you're running, you can see it from a half mile away. I thought that was kind of cool, that those little things that set it apart when you're doing an event that are just a little extra. So
and people notice
what I took away.
People notice those things. The little things are what people notice. They notice the mile markers in the right place. They notice the music, the medals. What's been the biggest surprise for you? Like you said, you've always been in sort of the hospitality business, but this is the endurance entertainment business. What did you learn? What's been the biggest surprise for you getting into this world?
The biggest surprise, I think, when we first started doing it, I was cringing, and now my course manager does it better for me than Richard Jessup. You know, he listens to you faithfully. I'm going to put a plug in for Richard Jessup. So he's the one that definitely listens to you, loves you, and everything you do. So anyways, I just want to put that in there.
Oh, but, thanks.
He's the one cringing now when I, you know, that I used to do when you're getting a permit on Friday from the city or from a, you know, a national park and the event's on Sunday.
Yes.
And you used to think, you know, it's never going to happen. And then you get the, okay, here's your permit. And you're like,
yeah,
on pins and needles. So I think that's one of the biggest things going into it. But always it's different than the normal event. You know, sometimes you go out, and I think we talked about it before, you go and buy the plates and you get, let's say, a wedding, for instance. You're going to go buy all these things and kind of lead up for it. This one, you flip it around and you do all the marketing and try to get everybody engaged and get ready to get to the event and then do the other things behind the scenes. You're kind of flipping the event business in a sense. Because a lot of the other things can kind of be met towards the end of it, and
yes,
those are decisions you have to make based on participation and things like that. So, but, you know, you always want the event to go, and so reading some of the things now where cities are not allowing events because of construction and things like that, those are always a concern when you're dealing with multiple departments to make sure that those things are all going to come together. So,
sure.
And they don't work like us, right? They're not in a hurry.
No, they don't. There's no sense of urgency. They're like, well, if it doesn't get done by this weekend, do it next weekend. It's like, yeah, it doesn't
That's
quite
right.
work that way. People already put their
exactly.
money in. Yeah, they really don't have that flexibility.
I think the biggest thing I took from that, though, is I know the event's going to happen, and I know that our team's going to push forward on it. And if we do come up with a roadblock, then we might have to go down a different street, or we're going to have to change this or move a time or whatever. But it's going to happen, and knowing the end is going to happen. So that's kind of what I've taken away definitely from this business, that, you know, it's going to happen. We're going to make it happen. We're going to push it to make sure it works.
Did it surprise you, the emotion of a finish line? I mean, obviously you've run a lot of races, but when you're putting on your own race and you're at the finish line and, you know, hey, it's a marathon, it's a 10K, whatever, but you see how much it means to people to cross that finish line. You know, a lot of folks who never thought they could do it, and they're crossing your finish line and you've just changed their life.
No, it's one of the things that we really strive for at the finish, especially the Vancouver US Marathon, but all of our events is the vibe and the feel. And, you know, when I cross that finish line, definitely, you know, and really having that feeling like, oh, I got to keep walking or else I'm going to fall over. I remember
exactly.
one of the medical guys coming up to me and saying that, but just that finish, you know, hands up in the air that I did this. And, you know, I've always had that in the back of our mind that, like, this is their Super Bowl. This is their day. They might not be in the Olympics or, you know, they're not going to go to a Super Bowl, but mm-hmm. this is their day that they can do that. And I want to create that for them. We want to make sure that they have that from the medal to the finish line. And, of course, your buddy Bart is there in our 6th year. He has been emceeing and been an awesome flavor to the event.
Oh, Bart Yasso?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
He's the best.
He's back for the 6th. So we got to get the Babbitt and Bart show up there.
Maybe
next year, huh?
Love it. Bart's one of my favorites.
But you can hear his name. I mean, he's calling those names, and the energy he has from 7 a.m. till 2 p.m. for that course is amazing. It really sets it apart.
So when you do the Vancouver USA Marathon, mm-hmm. that's a full weekend of stuff, right?
Yeah, we've got actually a summer brew fest we do, so a 3-day summer brew fest. That's 50 beers and 25 breweries and 50 taps.
Wow.
That we tie in on that. We do a 2-day expo, and then on Saturday we do the 5K kids marathon and a kids USA fun run, which is a great kickoff of the week. Friday night, Bart does his shakeout run we're doing this year, and then we're Sunday the marathon and the half.
I love that. So the other things that I see, and you've got I like the diversity. I can tell you're one of those hyper guys who likes to do a lot of different things, right? That triathlon was sort of invented for you because while you're swimming, you're going, this is really cool. Now I'm really bored. And then you get on the bike, you know, this is really cool. Now I'm really bored. My butt hurts. Now I get to run and then I get to finish.
That's funny.
You're
That's
a lot
funny.
Like me.
Is that why
That's
I started
exactly.
all these events? I keep starting them up. I'm a
exactly.
great job. It's,
yeah. Hey, well, wait a second. I'm doing a marathon, so now I'm going to do something with hot buttered rum. Talk a little bit about what you've got, a hot buttered rum event, but you also have a rum run in 2 cities.
That's right, and we do the Cosmo 7K also. So we've kind of tied in that fun social event and play on words and being creative and hot toddies in the wintertime and, of course, the mojitos during the May-June. So, and then we started moving those to other cities. We came down to San Diego to do it.
Oh, you did that at Roadrunner Sports.
That's right.
I was there. Yes.
Did you run that? That's right.
I did.
I did run that. But then everybody's upset because it rained. They said, "Did you bring the rain down?"
Again.
But it's still a different rain, right? 60 degrees in rain for us is tropical weather.
Exactly. So talk a little bit about the Suncadia Multisport Festival, because that's a new gig, right?
Right, and that's one that actually collaboration of our team and Richard really kind of spearheading that with some of the trails they have up there. And if you've ever been to Sun River, it's similar. It's a destination hotel resort. It's about 80 miles east of Seattle. Everything's there. It's a new resort with trails. It's beautiful. We actually, I pitched it to Bart and said, hey, why don't we do the Bart Gosso 5K? And he loved it, so he came up last year and helped him see that.
Love it.
And we do a marathon, a half. We added a sprint two. We did an Olympic last year. This year we're going to do a sprint two. And then and trying to get into the long course right now.
Yeah.
But based on the participation, it looks like we're going to have to look at moving that to next year. Right now we've got 10 people registered for that.
Right.
And so logistically it's going to be something we've got to look at. You know.
Yeah.
And unfortunately this is a business. So,
that's exactly it. And well, the deal is, a lot of times you throw stuff against the wall, and some works, some work, and some don't. That's part of the biz.
Yep, that's what you got to do, and you got to keep working through it. But we've got a bike ride we do. We do the duathlon, the kids do, and you know, you got families coming up and running it and biking, and it's nice too because last year we got a lot of people that said, "Oh, this is great. My husband can run, and I can bike, and vice versa." And so you have that opportunity to just kind of build that destination race and have some fun. We had a little summer brew fest there too. We had about 350-400 participants this last year. We're on track to have a little bit higher than that. So still second year. And it's in this cool town, Roslyn. I don't know if you're familiar with
No.
it. It's where Northern Exposure was filmed.
Oh, okay.
Up there. And they have this Moose Fest that brings everybody back together for that. And it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous, you know, area basically right there, nestled in the heart of Washington. And it's just a great weekend event. So Acadia Resort loves it.
Who would have figured that you do one race and you had 150 people coming to your first race in 2009, and now we're, 7 years later, and you've got 20 events, and you've got the Vancouver USA Marathon, the Suncadia Multisport Festival Weekend, the Rum Run, the Buttered Rum Run. Do you look back on it and go, what the heck was I thinking? And from that, what's next? What else do you want to do?
What's next? That's interesting. Well, we got two Blue Fests we do. We have some fun with that. So I think, too, the triathlon is something, and the bike ride and the duathlons, I really want to push into that and really getting into that multi-sport and touching on that. It's really been, I feel like the biking, too, is a lot of the my runner friends are like, I want to do something different. And so I think offering those type of things. But I also, too, you know, looking as things are changing, even reading things, we got to keep it tight now and got to make sure that we're bringing the numbers in. We're going to see some things change here, I think, in the next couple of years.
Well, when you talk cycling, I think the orthopedic reality is every runner needs to become a cyclist at some point. So, you know, if we want these people to keep putting numbers on, we have to give them opportunities to do stuff without the pounding.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And eventually we're going to get old, right?
Yeah, somebody will, not us. No. When you're the chief energy officer, you're not allowed to get old.
Not allowed.
No. That would be the COO. That'd be chief old officer. That's not good. You can't have that. That doesn't work, Ryan. No.
It wouldn't work.
No.
I've seen the heart of Bart and what he's doing, I mean, I definitely got to keep pushing for it. I mean, that guy is amazing. So,
yes, he is.
He's kind of an idol to me that I've been watching over the years. Just, and I love his personality that he brings to. Just, he's such a good, great person to talk to.
Well,
just
you
like
know
yourself,
what?
So.
He it's all from the heart. He loves running. He loves the runners. And also, what I've always respected about Bart is I think he's done 5 Ironmans. He's ridden his bike across the U.S. a couple times. He's never
bad
been
water.
One of those. He's done Badwater. He's never been one of those guys to just go, okay, I'm a running purist and just run. He's always been about, you need to do everything. You need to experience it all and be a real endurance guy or gal, which is what I love. So what have you learned from this, you know, the last couple of years? Obviously, we talk about this is endurance entertainment, and there's a lot of variety out there with Color Run and Tough Mudder and Spartan Race. There's more opportunities for people to do events and put numbers on, but there's also more competition, right? There's more stuff that's competing. How do you separate yourself from what everything else is out there?
Well, I think we talked about it a little bit before, but that presentation and really setting ourselves apart from start to finish. We kind of go from the online to finish line we talk about.
So, yeah.
You know, how things look and feel all the way through, too. You know, we do tablecloths, we do the whole setup, and how we even do the food area. We've got, you know, kind of a setup that we do that, you know, really trying to look at how do we set ourselves apart, you know, and at cost, and you know, always watching costs, too. But what
right.
can we do to kind of make the feeling when they're walking through, you know, kind of go back to the mirror Disneyland. I don't have Disneyland's budget, of course, but, you know, the props and the things like that I feel like are important because people want, if they're going to pay for something and they're going to have a great time, then they'll pay. They've got a bowl of Skittles at the finish line and maybe some rinky-dink shirt, no medal. They're probably not going to come back. And
yeah.
so, you know, those are two extremes, of course, but, you know, finding that in the middle. I think, too, just making sure that we're being reasonable. And this last year we've done a lot of the, you know, the shirt cutoffs and, you know, being really frugal and what we're ordering and things like that and understanding we don't have an endless budget. Really definitely look at that.
Yeah.
Not having any inventory left over is a big thing. I learned my hard lesson the first year. Everybody's going to buy a jacket. Everybody's going to buy this merchandise and we'll make this money. And then I got $10,000 of merchandise sitting in a storage unit.
Yes,
that, you know,
do. that's dated. That's dated, right? Yes. Yeah.
And so,
that's
so I think
always
those are some
one.
Of the things. The hard knocks of life of owning your own business and really trying to, trying to make things work and balance it all, too. When you start bringing on staff, too, that's always a fun thing, too. And,
it's a tough
one. I would like to ask you, I mean, you've done this, and then not being on your show here, and you've talked to everybody, what do you see is going to happen as far as the next couple of years?
I'm sort of at this saying, I think people are going for quality, right? It's, people look at price, but I think if they, and it's a different world. It used to be, hey, once our event is around for 3 or 4 years, people will jump in, right? They want to make sure it's a good event. Well, that changed with Color Run and with our Muddy Buddy and with Spartan and Tough Mudder. People are early adapters now. They're like, oh, that sounds cool. I'm going to go do the Color Run or I'm going to go do this Flower Run, whatever it happens to be. They're going to do new stuff. So it's how do I come up with something new and novel, for one, get people excited, and two, how do I make sure that the quality is there so they come back? You know, because the worst thing that happens is people not telling you they're upset about something and then just going, well, I'll just go to another event next year. If somebody comes to you and says, this is my suggestion and this is what I think you should do, it's giving you an opportunity to turn them around, right? To turn their negative into a positive. But if they just leave, you don't know. What do you hear from athletes? What are they looking for? What's the most important thing to them? Is it the medal? Is it the shirt? Is it the experience?
It seems like the medal is resonating a lot, even with the shorter distance, which has always been kind of a struggle with me. And I don't want to say I was a purist, but, you know, the marathon and the half and being that, you know, we kind of changed this year with the Cosmo 7K and offering a medal. And it's
huge.
Changed a lot of people that said, hey, we'll do this race now. You know,
exactly.
I'm going to grab my girlfriend. And so it's a balance, you know, and I think, like you said, it's a quality, it's tough to go do a marathon. It's tough to run a half marathon. It's not something that you can turn a blind eye towards, but, you know, I would say that...
The medal's important.
The medal's important.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I think, like you said, you hit on quality too. Pay for a race, they'll pay for it.
I don't think there's a hesitancy on people's part to pay for something they want, right? They're gonna come, they're gonna sign up early, they're gonna potentially buy some other merchandise as well, but it's gotta resonate. It's gotta be something cool. And I think you're gonna have some great success with Suncadia.
Mm-hmm.
And with, you know, obviously Vancouver USA. Now what type of numbers do you get with that Vancouver USA marathon?
So marathon's about 700-800 for the marathon,
yep.
And then we get to about 1700-1800. It's right around there this year. But it's on Father's Day weekend, so
yep.
We always have this. My volunteer coordinator is like pulling her hair out right now because, you know, like, oh, yeah, we volunteer, but, oh, that's Father's Day weekend. So
yes,
we get
I'm
some
sure.
of that. But then it's graduation and a lot of things going on in the summer, too, and I think it's just a lot of, like, you know, competition. So we get a good 2,500 to 3,000 participants with the 5K and the kids and everything, and then we get the Brew Fest, and then there's a great farmer's market that's next to us, too. So the town's really a buzzing down there on that weekend. We sold out the Hilton, which is about 3,300 rooms down there. Yeah, that was really cool.
Good for you.
And that happened about 3 weeks ago.
Love that. So, again, it's energy.
But it's got potential to grow. I think, like I said, we're going to get the Bart and Babbitt show up.
Bart and Babbitt. There we go, baby. We love it. We love it.
We're having some fun this year with that, with Bart. We have a hashtag #AskBart, and we're going to try to tie in the Facebook and the live feed and the questions. I don't know if you've seen that yet, where you can kind of live and get on, people can dive in. And we'll do that on Saturday and really try to pull some of the participants in to talk to Bart, similar to what happened in the Running in the USA, the backdrop that you and I talked to before, and have that, just have some fun with it, interactive and keeping things just fun. So,
way to go, man.
I think that's what we
got to
do.
Love it. Keep it fun. Brian Davis has been our guest, energyevents.com, our chief energy officer from Energy Events. Brian, as always, thanks so much for taking a little time.
Thank you so much, Bob. I appreciate it.
No probs. Again, we're brought to you by toughmantry.com, everyone.org. That's everyone.org. Coming up July 24th, cool new half marathon and 5K series. Run Catalina.com, Catalina Eco Marathon, November 19th on beautiful Catalina Island. Our Challenge Athletes Foundation, where we've raised over $70 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check us out on iTunes or on Babbittville.com. And remember, endurance lives here.